Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night.
Fun Friday fever, that's what we got. All right, welcome to Fun Friday. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jen Williams. Good morning. Welcome to Fever Friday.
Fever Friday. We have a little spring fever here in the studio. So we've decided to tailor our show with some spring fever. And we also have Terry Orr stopping by to tell what's going on out at the Eccles Center this weekend. So we're excited about that. And I have found some wild stories that you might have missed because NPR decided not to pick them up. But Fun Friday has your back.
There you go.
And we also are going to tell you the other fun and frivolous things to do this weekend if you're looking for something to do. So Fun Friday is the place to find out first.
There you have it.
We're excited. This one, I got to start with this one because it's awesome.
Okay, what do you got?
I got that Oscar Mayer has developed a gizmo that you can start your day with the smell of bacon.
Without actually cooking bacon.
Not actual bacon, but the smell. So this thing fits into your smartest phone of the eye variety. And it's an app that you get that basically gives the sound and smell of bacon to start your day.
It actually emits bacon smell.
It has a little poof thingy that it lets. I'm assuming that there's some kind of chemical that goes in there, and then it's got probably a heating element that allows this vapor to come out of your phone. So you set your alarm, and the alarm goes off, and then you hear the sizzle sound of bacon frying in a pan, and you get the smell of bacon coming from your phone.
And describe the picture that you download this app, that picture. Is a little frying pan.
It is a little frying pan with a clock inside, and then this little. I mean, I can only think of. You probably can get different oils that you can put into this device, and you can, you know, like cotton candy could be.
Oh, what would you pick to wake up?
Fried chicken.
Oh, I see. Now, interesting, because my choice would have been waffles. So chicken and waffles.
We will finish this. Yeah. This will happen.
We will finish it.
We will finish it.
Waffles on a stick.
Yes.
So I like the smell of waffles. But it's easy enough just to reach over in the morning and push the coffee maker button and get the real smell of coffee.
You keep the coffee maker next to the bed?
Yes, I do.
Well done.
Yes, it is. Why get out of bed when you can? Well, you know, they'd have it at the hotel and it's right there and you push the button. I thought, I could do this at home.
I could.
So I have a little coffee maker right next to the bed. Every morning I push the button and there it is.
And that's the smell
of coffee. I don't
even
have to get out of bed.
I'm sure we could do that. We got to talk to Maxwell's house, but I'm sure that they can get that
There's
going.
There's an app for that?
Well, whoever developed this little scent thing. Oscar Mayer's got credit for this.
Should
one.
We call?
They will be giving. Here we go. They will be giving out 4,700 of these devices in a drawing through April 4th.
It's a prize we can win.
It's a prize we can win. We should give it to Frida.
How do we do this?
We will get into. I don't know. I'm sure we can
we'll
go to
check
this
it
website,
out. Okay.
But it's not listed on the thing that I printed out.
Well, but they're giving away free things. I was going to call Mountain
free?
Money and see if we should buy stock in Oscar Mayer now.
I'm telling you right now, that you hear it here first. First thing Monday morning, you're going to buy into
should
the
Should I go get stock
Oscar
in
Mayer
Oscar Mayer? Because you know that's going to open the floodgates to all sorts of scents when you get this little device that you hook up to your phone.
Well, you know they have a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Wake up to the smell of a bologna sandwich.
Well, that was the one that caught me right off the bat. You've got the other one that that was on about the guy that has decided to sue Las Vegas because he has played into their entire. This is their small business plan. Basically, was the whole drunken spending of money. But this idiot decided he woke up in the morning and found out that he was $500,000 in debt. And of course, his brilliant idea was to sue the casino for allowing him to get so drunk.
And then he lost all his money.
Well, he was all upset about
the beauty of this. Uh-huh. The really entertaining part is he lost $500,000 gambling within 17 hours.
Well done, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Well done.
He does. Clearly, there's no penny slots involved there.
No.
No, because
he's going for the big game.
Oh my. And then he's like, oh, I'm suing you because I lost all my money.
I wonder, does he have any grounds for this lawsuit? Probably not.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it literally is there. It is Vegas's business plan.
You know what? Let's bring this up. Nevada gaming regulations prohibit casinos to allow visibly drunk guests to continue to gamble. It's right there in writing.
So he does have grounds. He does have grounds.
Yeah.
We will follow up on this
story. I'm no lawyer, but it's right there.
It says in the gaming laws that is possible. So at what point, I mean, too drunk to gamble? Visibly. I mean,
visibly.
I'm sure that this guy could really hold his own, but in 17 hours, he was served about 20 drinks, according to the lawsuit.
That's all?
That's it. And then he was, he says that he was in a mental state while gambling called a blackout period. The dude was 52 years old. So he might
can I use that? Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. I was in a blackout moment.
Week. There's been weeks I've lost.
Oh my gosh, we need to send this guy a card.
Well, we're going to send him a card, and we will Fun Friday. We'll keep you abreast of all of the facts with this gambler.
I'm just not that creative.
You can't,
but I don't think that's a whole lot of cocktails.
What are you going to do though? You just dropped 500 grand. It's not like you're going to. I mean,
you're not just going to.
It's
walk
gone,
away.
Right?
You're not going to jump in your Chevelle and drive away,
right? Your Chevelle. He's driving a Pinto at this point. But it's 500 grand. It's gone. You got to figure out something to try to get it back. I mean, if you don't try, what does it harm you to try?
If you don't have to pay for the lawyers, it's nothing.
I mean, of course, you're just chasing. You're like, okay, I can do this. I'm only down 500 G's. I can do
one
this.
One more spin.
The big wheel. This is it. This is my moneymaker right here. This is going to take it all. And then we could save the last one because I just am amazed at this woman's quest.
So we know people are creative, and
she's
like
in the
that.
Ukraine, so it kind of fits into to what's going on.
It's always
it has
very
nothing
nice.
To do with what's going on
within
in the
town.
Ukraine.
No, we do have stuff going on in town.
We do.
There really are some things out there, so we will say, "Hey, thanks, underwriters!"
Yes.
And click.
Stay tuned,
over here.
And our super guest will be right back with us.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts with Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital that's part of the Intermountain Healthcare family. Healing from an orthopedic injury can be a difficult challenge, but our physical therapy team uses the most advanced tools to help you recover, like a SwimX therapy pool, which allows you to swim against a current or run on an underwater treadmill. Our state-of-the-art gym equipment addresses injury-specific cardio, strength, and balance therapies so you can return to work or play as quickly as possible. Learn more at parkcitymedicalcenter.org.
Get lost in time at the Kimball Art Center. The Art of the Timepiece exhibition is open, featuring more than 200 watches and clocks from a private collection ranging from the 1700s through present day. Experience educational activities for the whole family, or arrange for a free school tour of the exhibit running through April 6th. Details at kimballartcenter.org or at 649-8882. The Kimball Art Center is a nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Fun Friday. It's 15 minutes after 9. Oh, we're chuckling without our fansters.
I'm so sorry,
fansters. It's okay.
I just proved my... welcome, Terry Orr, our super guest this morning.
Thank you.
Let's start
it's
there.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for getting up early. Do you usually get up early in the morning? Are you a morning person?
I can answer that. Yes, I usually get up early, and no, I am not a morning person.
Oh, so both.
So, yes.
Okay.
The contradictory self is there.
Does this bacon thing interest you?
Was
you
very, very much.
I'm gonna win one of these.
I heard it driving in.
I'm
going to
win one of these for the Classified Girls.
You know, I mean, I'm the one who gave one of my grandkids, when I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, he's 9 years old and a quirky kid, and he said, I want 10 pounds of bacon.
Oh,
and, you
wow.
know, he thought he was being a smart ass. But Christmas Eve, sure enough, I, gave
smarty
him.
Smarty pants.
10 pounds of bacon.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I still have bacon in my freezer that I owe cooked.
Can you
to
freeze
the,
bacon?
Oh,
I
yeah.
guess so.
to the, you can totally.
Well, John has. Well, you can.
I don't know if it's 10 pounds or not, but I owe the classified girl some more bacon. It is pre-cooked.
So you cook it and then you freeze it.
No, it's just
you freeze it.
Raw.
It's free.
You're saying
it's raw. It's raw bacon.
You just throw it in.
Pre-cooked means you've cooked it usually.
Yes, that is right after the cooking process.
Prior to,
aka frozen.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you did wake up and you're here. Welcome.
Well,
there's a busy week for you this week.
You know, it is another busy week.
They all are, so I don't want to undercut any week.
No. Later in April, I am looking forward to the weeks that are no busy weeks.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so that you, do you actually have some downtime? It doesn't seem like the...
I have different time. I have time without shows that are live, which doesn't necessarily make it downtime, because then we're booking the next group of shows.
Of course.
And
sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. So there's stuff going on this evening.
There
tonight.
Is. Tonight is Dr. Larry Smarr, and he is this medical, I don't know,
guru?
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Guru. He's you know, he is a smarty pants.
Okay.
He started a whole technical center down at University of San Diego. But what he's been doing is monitoring his own body medically for 5 years in a way that will make sense to wholeness, wellness, healthy people, and like myself. So I will learn a lot tonight from what Larry has done and is doing to track his body to understand how we can all be healthier and how we can be in charge of our bodies as opposed to showing up in the doctor's office saying, yeah, I don't know, you tell me.
Exactly. Yeah, I got that. So what's the problem? Take this. Okay.
It's sure. The 100% bacon diet. Really not going
to
be
well,
up there.
Well, we'll discuss the people who try to breathe and yoga and not
eat. Oh, yeah,
eat
that's
too.
She's coming
I don't
up.
Understand.
No, the air diet.
That's it's called breatharianism. And I am going to get into this. Later in the show.
But this guy's for real.
This
so
guy's the real deal.
It,
this
yes.
is our third speaker in our speaker series with Strategic News Service folks, Sharon Anderson Morris and Mark Anderson, just and Sally Anderson as well. And they put together a conference called the FIRE Conference every year, which are the smartest people in technology.
Mm.
And so once we all found out we were all here in the same place, sort of in the same town at the same time, we said, let's do a little speaker series and see how it goes.
And just threw that together.
And the first two
Brilliant.
Were sold out. So because it's in the black box, it's an intimate space, which is what we want. So about 120-ish people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are there tickets for this evening?
Yep. There's still some tickets available. They're
okay.
$25 for everybody.
Oh, interesting.
And I'll be healthier after listening to these, or at least I'll have a plan that doesn't exist right now.
If you think you can taste bacon by looking at that app, then yes, you will be healthier by listening to someone talk about it.
I can mentally fake myself into thinking I'm waking up to bacon.
I'm going to take up smellology and not eat, just smell all this stuff.
It's a whole new thing of sizzling.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Nothing can take the place of toast.
Ooh.
So
we put waffles on her list. What smell do you want coming out of this thing?
Well, you know, when I was driving and listening to that, it's not. It is a smell, but the smell isn't as strong as the visual. But if I could wake up to a hot fudge sundae.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, that would be great.
Yeah, I think hot fudge has a
hot
smell.
Well, it does,
that
but
melty,
it's not quite the bacon smell.
No, but chocolate, chocolate's got a definite...
And the whipped cream, and I want the whole thing.
So
the
maybe
cherry.
The app would be, you'd hear the sound of the whipped cream. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you would get the smell of the hot fudge. Fudging.
For listeners at home, that was the sound of whipped cream.
I'm brilliant. It is as if I had a sound machine sitting right next to me. not to be confused with the foaming of a cappuccino, which, you know, is
Go
totally...
Go ahead, Sean, you do that one.
Lower.
Yes.
Entirely different
We are
sound.
Reduced right here on Fun Friday to sound effects.
See, we
Little
have spring fever.
Spring fever. It's in the
He's
air.
It's touching us all.
If there's a fever going on, see, it all is part of the theme. Okay, so we have tickets for tonight's show. You're going to want to go and check this out. And
you can still get them online. You can call the box office. You can just show up.
What time is the box office open?
They should be open
should,
at 10.
They should be there. wait, when I get back to the office, there should be somebody there.
There will be a warm body there by 10 o'clock answering the phone and smiling at you.
The sound of whipped cream just like, I got to get up.
That was
I
want
to go to work.
I'm going to work for my hot fudge. Do you pay your people in just hot fudge Sundays?
And cold beer on
cold
Friday.
Beer,
yeah. Yes. We are a very nonprofit, remember.
That's a
you're talking
standard.
Really nonprofit.
All the nonprofits pay in beer. Of this I know. It's true. All right, so that's the serious side of what's going on.
But then you got a fun side going on this weekend too, right?
Oh, you know, we really, really do. I am someone who loves to laugh, but I don't particularly like booking comedy.
Okay.
I think it's very hard to find comedians that aren't mean,
okay,
that aren't bigoted, that, you know, don't belittle, that just, you know, we've had Paula Poundstone a couple of times. She's just funny, you know. She just
right.
makes fun of the ordinary, and she's just funny.
Yeah, she's great on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
I love listening to her.
Just really a great comedian. So these guys, this is a little different because, John, this is kind of in your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of improv
okay.
that happens in the evening.
Puppet
wow.
improv?
Confident and
improv.
Audience improv, audience input. So the show itself, without that, is apparently PG rated.
Uh-oh.
But the agent said, you're going to have to bill it as R because it's always the audience that takes it to that
oh, yeah.
other place.
You'd be amazed at how many shows that we've done with improv that literally the same like five suggestions come up that are a little more off color.
There you go. Take you right to the bottom of the bucket.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Chicken.
And fried chicken. But the thing is that it's how creative you can be about those suggestions and turning them around to the, you know, not to the base level comedy for the groundling comedy as Shakespeare did.
Yeah, but it's very personal.
Well, and speaking of groundlings, that's part of who this troupe is people from the groundlings, people from Second City, guys who have been on Saturday Night Live. These puppeteers and improv guys are really great comedians.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah, and of course the Muppet Puppets are part of Jim Henson's company, so we know that they are.
So what a combination.
It's really fun.
Brilliant.
I
really
still want to see R-rated puppeteering. I mean, that's what got me into comedy
Sunday night,
in the first
John.
Place. I'm going.
All right.
There you go.
I'm set.
It was called Strung and Unstrung when it first went on the road, and then they decided Puppet Up Uncensored was maybe a better name.
Puppet Up Uncensored. I like it. That mm-hmm. is a better name.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, creative team. So this show is Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Not for kids.
It's so not for kids. No, I think I've said this before in the classified show, but I did have a woman call and say she wanted to bring her 10-year-old's birthday party there. And I said, oh, but you don't.
10 years.
You know, we love selling tickets, but not to this show.
This is not the one.
No.
It's not puppets. It's Puppet Up.
It's yes.
Puppet Up.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And
fun.
What's also unique about this show, which I'm really looking forward to, is there are two screens on either side of the stage. The puppeteers are in the middle of the stage. The cameras are focusing on the puppeteers and the puppets. So what you see on the screens is like you'd see a real puppet show.
Oh, wow.
You just see the puppets.
On the screens.
On the screens. But what you see on
stage
is you see the puppeteers making the puppets be the puppets.
Ah, don't look behind the curtain, but you get to see the behind the curtain right there.
How many people are on that stage? Do you know?
A bunch.
I just know.
We are putting up a bunch of
people. Fun Friday math for you right there.
Two screens, camera operators, billions of puppets.
Puppets.
I think they bring 40 puppets.
Wow.
So we know that people can be multiple.
And you can
multiple puppeteers.
Puppeteers.
Wow. I am not a multitasker, so I could not be a puppeteer. No. It sounds like fun. I think everybody needs to go. So you still have some tickets available?
We still have tickets available. Again, Sunday night, that was a deliberate move, so it does feel a little different. You know?
I like it. 7:30 is the showtime.
7:30.
So go skiing, go out for dinner, have some fun, take a shower, and go to the show.
That's right.
There's your Sunday.
Shower optional.
Shower up. No, shower up. You're going to a theater.
It's we're all going to be in a tight space together.
Yes. Oh, it's in the black box. That one's
no,
the black
no. Box it's here? In the it's on the main stage.
Okay.
But we still prefer showers.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good
yeah,
to know.
There you go. Echo Center. I love stuff there.
Thanks.
I love going to.
It
doesn't
it is
matter
a great
what's
theater.
There. It's always great. And I always pick the music ones. But I love it. It sounds great. So go see a show, any show. It just sounds great.
And we still have a bunch left. Right, you know, we still have Trey McIntyre Dance Project, which they are so athletic.
I don't know of this one.
You would not, because they are they're very young and contemporary, and you know, they're the kind of troupe that dances on tables in the lunchroom, you know. Wow. And then they dance on stage. They're going to be a whole lot of fun, and we'll have them for a couple extra days to work in the schools with kids. And then we have Garrison Keillor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Storyteller than Garrison Keillor. And after that, we have Jessica Lange, not the actress,
no,
but Jessica Lange Dance Company from the Joyce Theater in New York, another beautiful, elegant, but contemporary company. So not ballet with a big B.
Yes.
Don't.
Oh, okay,
no tutus are involved in the dance.
No tutus were harmed in the making of this show.
Yeah, there you go. No tutus were brought to Utah in the making of this show. We did not. They're fascinating. It's fascinating. And when is that?
That's April 5th.
April 5th.
And April 2nd is when we will be announcing our summer series.
Ooh.
Assuming
wait it's booked
for it.
By then.
Sure.
But it will be.
Well, let's
it
see.
Still
it
is, of
well,
course.
That's always fun. And I'm sure it's a big job. But do people just want to come to Park City? Oh, my gosh. Get me there. Yes, I'll come.
Sometimes. For a price, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, you know, people think that, gosh, you just give someone a lift ticket and a condo and they'll be here.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
no.
make a living that way.
No.
No. No. And
some
it has to be
do.
If they're routed, you know. So
if it's,
you know, going between Denver and L.A. or Boise. And does anyone go beyond Boise? I
Nobody.
Don't know. But anyway, wherever you would be going in the universe. And then sometimes we just do what's called a one-off. Last year we did that with Muscle Shoals and Darlene Love, and we just
Brilliant.
Said we're going to make up our own show. We're going to bring them out. There is no tour. And
that was brilliant.
It was fun.
Brilliant.
It was great fun. And if you saw her at the Oscars when she just
started belting out. Yeah.
She
was
Eye on
awesome.
The Sparrow.
Yes.
You know?
I admit it. I knew I was going to plop myself on the couch in front of the TV Sunday night, and I did, and I don't feel guilty at all. It was
As
fun.
You should
I
not.
Liked the Oscars. It was fun. So it was fascinating. You never know what's going to pop up, and she did.
She did.
So I was hoping for that movie to win, and it won. Yay!
All right.
So
well,
it's Big Secrets. How many shows do you do in the summer?
We've been averaging 8 the past few summers.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, and the symphony has been there 25 years, the Deer Valley Music Festival, more correctly called. And so they lay down first, and they have all the Friday and Saturday nights in July and the first 2 weekends in August.
Ah.
So we lay our series around their series.
I like stuff during
in
the week.
In conjunction with.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully, I'm sure it'll be great no matter who it is or when. I'm sure it'll be fabulous, so I'm looking forward to it.
And maybe you'll come
by
and let our Fun Friday fansters find out. Well, not first, because of the second, but you'll get there by the fourth.
Well, the second's a party, so
oh, okay.
It's not a press release kind of
gotcha.
Announcement. So, yeah, Fun Friday might be the first real
awesome. That could be fun.
Opportunity after Garrison, before Jessica Lange. You know, let's just see how much more we can put in 1 week.
All right. Well, let's get people.
It's so true. And yikes.
And then the rest of April is, you know, just kind of
April
doing other things, but not having shows on the stage.
Okay. I think that's a great plan. Okay, so get tickets for this evening. It's Larry Smarr, and then get tickets for Pup It Up. I'm sure by Sunday at Showtime it will be sold out. That is my Fun Friday prediction.
I think it will be well sold, for
okay.
sure.
Definitely. Okay, great. Tickets start at $20. And what else have you got?
Well, you know, we have one more thing, which is next Saturday night, which okay. is the only real fundraiser we do all year long. And it's called Saints and Sinners
yes.
at the St. Regis.
Yes.
And it is, you know, it is dinner and an auction, for sure, because
okay.
you need to do that part. And there's dancing.
And kilts? Will there be kilts?
There have been kilts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And shenanigans. Because how could you have a St. Paddy's Day party
without
and not
shenanigans?
Have shenanigans?
Without shenanigans.
And possibly a shillelagh
okay.
or two.
Nice. And green beer.
And of course, green. Well, that's
even,
not,
even at the St. Regis, they
green
know
beer.
Green beer. Yes.
Delightful. Okay, so this is, when is it? Next week?
It's March 15th,
March
next
15th.
Saturday night. There's still tickets available. It's $175 per person.
Okay.
Or put together a group of 10 and $1,600 for the table.
There you go. Make it a party.
Discount. There
it's
you
a
go.
Party at a party.
And
people
it is
get dressed
a party.
Up. So to somebody who is not familiar with this, because we get new people and new listeners all the time, they may not know what's going on.
First off, because it's Park City and there are guests in town, you show up in jeans and a sweater, not to worry. We're going to have, you know, maybe a little bandana with horns or a halo or something so you can immediately feel part of the group.
Okay.
For seasoned partygoers, however.
Yes. For the people that have the party attire.
Have a wardrobe of
a costume closet.
Yes.
It's in every Park City condo.
Yes. It comes and they sell it as part of the Park City condo experience.
Yeah, a closet.
Along with the
this
dog.
Is where you will keep your costumes if you move here to Park City.
And that'll explain itself. Talk to Terry. So for the seasoned people.
The seasoned people, you know, we certainly had a smattering of pregnant nuns and schoolgirls and bad boys.
Smattering of pregnant nuns.
And, you know, all of those sorts of saints and sinners. But there were some people that were really, truly creative. And this is an adult party, so they were a little edgier in their costumes. And
edgy, nice. Mm-hmm. Can you share on radio what some of those might have been?
We did have a female police officer. You knew that from her badge, perhaps not an entire uniform to let you know that.
Okay.
That sort of, there were fishnets involved.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure furry handcuffs of some sort.
You know, there have
party
been.
Party favors.
Oh, and there are party favors.
Nice.
There are party favors. Mm-hmm. Little things to play with when you get to your table because we all get bored just talking to each other.
And I'm sure you can probably get a room at the St. Regis just to make it a whole night, staycation.
They could make that happen.
They have the ability. They have a few of those.
That's a good time.
Yes.
I mean, why just, you know, you can go to a fundraiser and it's all good, but now it's a party and now you can stay overnight.
We do a champagne sabering, you know, just like the whole St. Regis to do. We have games of chance.
Yes.
Yes.
Opportunity
so it's a
to draw.
Ordeal. So this is your only big fundraiser season?
We just really, you know,
fundraiser?
This is the only one we do. There are plenty of other ways we try to raise money, but this is the only public event like this that we have all year long. We started it 3 years ago when the St. Regis said, we'd love to host a party for you. And we'd love to do it at St. Patty's time.
Perfect.
And we said, yay.
Perfect.
Joe Muscalino's band is playing. Oh. And it's the new kind of reconstituted Joe Muscalino's band.
Okay.
They played for us New Year's Eve when we had Bernadette Peters up there. And people just danced and danced and danced and danced. And it's just really fun.
That's fun. You need a good party. Spend some money and go to a good party.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody. I like it.
It's fun.
Okay.
All right.
You can get tickets by going to online.
All those same things. You can go online. You can call the warm human that will soon be at the box office. And,
Perfect.
655-3114.
There
same
you go.
Number.
Okay.
All right. I've got a fun fact for you. The spring fever is real. Commonly occurring when sudden warm spell follows a long cold period, temperature rises and the expansion of blood vessels so that blood can be carried to the body surface where heat can be lost quickly. Some people experience an energetic feeling to this reaction.
Oh, that's me!
Yes,
I can feel it now.
And the other one, this is what we were laughing at right at the beginning, is there's popular spring blooms including tulips, hyacinths, daffodils, irises, daisies, and lilies. This is the spring flower blooming. But what's blooming in Terry's house?
In my house, I bought these two lovely containers to give as gifts during the Christmas holidays. And the amaryllis did not move, bloom, or anything. So I left them in the laundry room. But they are now deciding to shoot straight up.
Yes.
You can see that they're going to be red somethings soon. So I have been singing to them in my worst George Strait voice.
Nice.
Amaryllis by morning.
Oh, there nice.
You know, because that's old George, you know.
Yeah. Nice. Yep, they'll bloom a couple times a year. Then they'll come back for Christmas.
And bloom
Look
some more.
Look at the brain on bread.
That's
nice.
Right. Yes, fabulous.
Okay, and it is amaryllis by morning. I do know the difference.
Yeah,
okay. But you still the flowers don't know the difference.
The flowers are so happy. Or they're avoiding my singing.
Happy. They're trying to shoot up in the pain that is existing.
Here.
Oh, my God, please. If I just get up and away from this, it'll help.
It'll be good. She'll have to take us outside. No, she'll have to.
Okay, get online, give a call to the warm human at the box office and go see a show and have some fun.
Terry, it's always fun to have you here on Friday. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we have breakfast.
Exit through the strudel door.
It's a strudel.
Okay. Strudeldorf.
Thank you.
But is there bacon?
Oh.
It smells like bacon. We'll be back.
Stay tuned.
This is Larry Warren, and next on Mountain Money, there's a new funeral home on the Wasatch Back, and we'll talk with its founder.
This is Doug Wells. We'll also find out why Marine officers go to the back of the chow line. It's a leadership principle that works for all.
There's always something you can take to the bank on Mountain Money, Monday at 9 after NPR News.
Brought to you by Park City Realty Group, Mountain West Bank, Park City Chamber Bureau, and Iron Mountain Group.
I'm Monica Simos with the Park City High School Minor Detail Show, informing you of current events at the high school and in the community every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in Saturday nights or listen online at kpcw.org and like our Minor Details Facebook page.
Brought to you by UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Todd Wakefield, Attorney at Law, and Vail Resorts.
Oh my gosh, it's just clipping right by.
Here we go.
That was fun. So there's other things going on. Spring means concerts at two of the ski resorts. I think I can be a fair when I share out that the Canyons has concerts outside and Park City Mountain Resort has concerts outside. So they both start at three. So, you know, maybe you can go to one resort one Saturday and one resort the other Saturday. And they have live bands and it's outside and it's fun.
Do we know who the first bands to appear here are?
Well, they've already started.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't have the schedule. All I know is that on Saturdays, every Saturday at Park City Mountain Resort and at Canyons, that you can go and it's different bands are performing live outside and go have some fun.
Hey, one final thing on the puppet thing.
Yeah?
Somebody that's out there, a fun Friday fanster, scream out cheese when they ask for a suggestion.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Not always. Fried chicken?
No, cheese will be funnier.
Oh, okay.
Because there's so many types of cheese that they can go into.
Yeah.
So somebody scream out cheese.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it'll be me. If
Stop
I can get out of work, I'll run out there.
Okay, yeah, too bad. So I'll bring Scott. All right, so there's your music series, so you can get your spring groove on. And go check out a live band somewhere outside. It doesn't
outside.
Matter the weather. The weather
you can
will be
ski first. Oh, the weather.
Yeah, it
we've
won't
got some
matter.
Snow in the forecast, actually. Currently 36 degrees outside. Oh, I hope it doesn't get too warm today. But the chance of snow is it's supposed to only get to 42 today. And then 50% chance of snow today.
Okay.
Which is nice. And then the accumulation is less than a half inch during the day. But there's a slight chance of 20% chance, actually, tonight.
A slight chance
slight
of
20%? Slight chance of 20%. I'm hoping
is that 10%?
That would be somewhere closer to the 15.5. And then Saturday, sunny, mostly clear. We've got some more rain and snow coming back on Monday, though.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, we have a random caller calling in to Fun Friday. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris from the Egyptian.
Hey, Christy, welcome back from Sochi. How was that?
Thank you. Sochi was good.
Okay, good.
Great.
Yeah?
I'm so glad you're back.
In, Russia.
Did you drink your weight in vodka?
I didn't. You know, there just wasn't enough time to drink my weight in vodka. But I tried a little bit.
There you
okay.
go. Welcome back.
When in Rome.
Thank you. And so I'm sorry I've been missing your show so far. Did you talk about music indoors?
Let's talk about music indoors.
Oh, we've got a blues legend, don't we?
Yeah, Elvin Bishop is tonight and tomorrow night. Played last night as well. And you know, he's been around for 40 plus years and just fantastic blues. And last year was a total crowd favorite at the Egyptian. People said, you know, people that come all the time said that was their favorite show. So I don't think people should miss it.
I think you're right. And that is tonight and tomorrow?
Yep, 8 o'clock. Tickets at parkcityshows.com.
Okay. So you can have, you got room for a few more people. You're not quite sold out yet, but by showtime,
not
hopefully
quite sold
you will
out
be.
Yet.
Okay.
Exactly. You know Park City. We like to wait.
Oh,
check
yeah.
Check our options.
There you go. So. Do it all. Well, that'll be fun. All right, so that's Elvin Bishop, and there's just a lot of blues, a lot of rock and roll, a lot of great stuff. So anybody who's
guitar,
ever...
Yeah. And, country, rhythm, harem, boogie, you know, kind of a gamut. Not really just hard blues.
Right. It's a nice little mix of everything. So if you go, what shall I do? Again, you go skiing all day, you take a shower, you go have dinner, you go to a show. You can go see some music inside.
You could do it all. You could go skiing, go to the outdoor music, take your shower in your hot tub, go to dinner, and come to the show. You
Perfect.
Could do it all.
Yes.
And so there's a punch card. There's our punch card right there. There's our Fun Friday punch card.
Why pace yourself?
Why? Exactly. You'll sleep when you're dead. You'll be fine.
That's okay. No, that's
it's March. It's March Madness. Get it on.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It could be maddening. And great big fun. And what's coming up in the near future?
Next week we start My Fair Lady.
Okay.
And that is an Egyptian theater production. We're doing our own shows more and more. So that's really exciting. After our blockbuster Evita last summer, again directed by Amber Hansen, local cast, mostly from the Valley, but
okay.
people that perform not only for theater companies around Valley but also nationally. So we have a great cast, and it's been called the perfect musical, just something that everybody enjoys.
Who called it the perfect musical?
Everybody calls it the
everybody.
Perfect musical. Everybody does. Well, everybody's familiar with it.
It's in quotes.
Yeah. It's in quotes.
So
somebody
must be
did
true.
It. It's on the internet.
Somebody said it. It's capitalized.
Yes.
Somebody.
So, that's next weekend, and it runs Wednesdays through Sundays until the end of the month.
That's
and
a
the
lot
Wednesday
of shows.
Thursday shows.
Mm-hmm. And then
the
what's it
the Thursday shows are a little bit reduced price. So if you get out on a weeknight, you benefit, cost benefit.
Oh, you have Thursday night shows?
Yep, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, the whole gamut there.
That's
there
a lot of time. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
How many people does the Egyptian hold?
Three something.
It's like
321.
Depends
I'm going with
321. No, plus 321. It was 310, 306. Depends on whether you have the follow spot and if you open the balconies and blah, blah, blah.
I like it. I like it because it's small.
Yeah.
Yes. So 300. All right.
Exactly.
I always wondered about that. Thanks. I think that'll be fun.
Every seat's a good seat.
Yes.
Every seat's a good
seat. I like it.
Done. So that's all the way through the end of March. And then the Follies, the first few weekends of April.
And they're working hard on that, aren't they?
We did a read through last night, and get your tickets now because it is funny.
And the Follies is a fundraiser for
the Egyptian.
The Egyptian, okay,
correct.
So, we benefit from the ticket sales. Yes, in that sense, everything's a fundraiser.
Sure, actually, it is.
And the majority of
the doors open.
Exactly. But, they've expanded it this year. They've got a couple extra shows because we keep selling out. So they've added a Wednesday show in the second weekend this year.
And it started out just to be
out as one show. Tom told the story last night about it. It started out as one show where the cast decided to go get drunk during intermission across the street. And so,
of course,
only in
so they had to come back and fill the second act with non-actors or whoever they did. So I don't know how Tom got through
them.
They didn't come back.
Well, no, the actors didn't bother to come back for the second act. They were having too much fun across the street drinking.
That's where the show went.
That's where the show went. But that was the first year that Tom Clyde told us about it. And then I was involved with the second year that they did it, where they became a little bit more of a vignette show. And we were doing, we made fun of the Olympics that year. That was 02. And then,
have you been here that long?
I have. I moved here in 01 for the Olympics, as was my whole plan. And
I was your first friend.
And you were my first friend here in Park City. So I appreciate the fact that you haven't given up on me yet. And so that was the first year
Can I just tell people that I posted a picture on my Facebook when I found the Olympic mascots in Sochi?
Uh-huh.
But it was just, there's three mascots, so it was, I found the hare and the snow leopard.
Uh-huh.
But the bear was in the news the day before because the bear, I don't know, people saw the video where the bear couldn't get into a car because the bear head was too big.
Yep.
So I made some funny comment about that, and John replied, "Hey, it's not easy being the mascot." You were a mascot in 2002?
Yes, I was. I was Otto the Otter.
Really?
Yes.
Why am I not surprised?
It was the para. It all fits in. I was the Paralympic mascot, which is starting this weekend, and I was Otto the Otter, and the exact same thing happened to me. You're not allowed to undress or pull your head off in any capacity in front of children or anywhere where the public can see you. They bring you into dressing rooms so you can breathe and stuff like that. But I couldn't get into the truck. I mean, this thing is huge, this big head, and I could not get it in. And I completely related to the bear. And I think I wrote that in your Facebook post.
You did, and I thought that was so funny.
Yes.
So what's the design? I mean, how are you supposed to go anywhere?
Well, that's the thing. You have a handler that kind of brings you around. And the other thing is that children are cruel. Okay, I will tell you this right away. There is one part of the anatomy that every other child decides that this is where they're going to punch you or kick you or
really?
Knock you.
Oh,
and
kids.
You have to learn some dodging techniques. Otherwise,
costume.
Otherwise, you fall like a rock wearing this costume, which unfortunately did happen a couple of times.
This is why there's dress rehearsals.
This is, yeah, so we would go around to schools, and I was Otto the Otter, and I had a blast doing it. And these schools, the kids would come up to you, and you'd take your pictures and smile.
There
That's the
go.
Best thing, is that wearing
pictures.
This, wearing the Otto, I would smile with every picture, although you couldn't see my smile.
Yeah,
all you saw
too,
was the thing,
you could
but you could feel the love.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's zany. Okay, so tickets are for tonight at parkcityshows.com.
Yes, parkcityshows.com.
Or you could call 649-9371.
Okay, with a warm human in the box office. Because we've decided
that's what we do.
A warm human in the box office.
Oh, wait, we've got a fun fact for you.
Yes.
Did you know that children grow faster in the spring?
Really?
Yes. And dandelions originated in Asia. Those are your two fun facts.
Dandelions are from Asia?
They're Asian in origin.
I did not know that. I feel smarter for listening to Fun Friday.
There's an invasive species.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Christy. Danny. Welcome back to Park City. We missed you.
Yes.
Thank you. Get some
you
rest.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. We will be right back.
Stay tuned.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, presenting Monday Night at the Movies with ski and snowboard movies every Monday at 8 p.m. through April. Film schedule at wasatchbeers.com. Wasatch Brew Pub, 250 Main in Park City.
Homestead Resort is proud to support KPCW's Fun Friday. Winter Wonderland activities include sleigh rides, dog sledding, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and the geothermal crater. Simon's Restaurant is open nightly, serving home-style dinners. Homestead Resort in Midway, 435-654-1102 or homesteadresort.com.
Ah, speaking of Homestead and Midway.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Well, you know, the Heber Valley Railroad, we'll throw that out there every once in a while. But I wanted to remind everybody they got this Chocolate Lovers train. That's tonight.
Chocolate.
So, yeah, you get to ride the train. There's Utah Chocolate Delights. There are beverages. So you want to go check that out. Heber Valley RR.
And it's not the pirate train to be coming later.
But I'm sure they'll have one. HeberValleyRR.org. So they've got a special Monday night train for families. They've got Lakeside Limited, Deer Creek Express. Next week is the Fiddle Fest.
Fiddle Fest?
Yeah, you know, you've got family in town, what to do, a bunch of people. It's like, go with them.
And hang out
and take a train.
And get your fiddle on.
It's kind of neat.
And it's not expensive. It's pretty inexpensive. So go to their website and find out.
Yeah. And
how
pick
to?
One. Oh, but you get to eat chocolate. And you're in a little.
I'm sure
contained.
There'll be some kind of fruit dipped in chocolate too. Maybe some strawberries.
Yes.
Getting
yes.
into the starting of the
yes.
spring.
Yes, it says bring a blanket. Okay,
there's
so bring
a blanket.
Bring a blanket, and you snuggle up, and then you're on the train, and you're having chocolate, and it's fabulous.
Have
and
they
it's
decided not to
ride.
Heat these train?
They heat the train.
Or chocolate needs to be very cold. I mean,
it should be cold.
You don't want to melt the chocolate.
Well, isn't that ice cream?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't say ice cream, but it's chocolate. So there's the train. So there you have that. Park City Ice Arena and the Park City Library are teaming up to bring you story time, and then you go with an ice skating lesson. Well, I think that's brilliant.
I think that some people need the ice skating lesson.
Well, yeah, probably everybody.
That'd be
but
me.
You have the opportunity to do so. So it's for preschool-aged kids and an accompanying adult. Classes 10:30 to 11:30 on Friday, so you still have time. Call the Ice Arena front desk. You can register at 615 5707. You can go online, kpcw.org. It's all under one roof. It's all in one website. So there's story time and ice skating. And if you go to Disney on Ice.
Ooh, more ice.
You know, it's Disney on Ice. How do you not mention it? So we have lots of fun in Summit and Wasatch County, but sometimes the fun expands out.
You can expand your fun zone.
So Disney on Ice is in Salt Lake for the weekend at Energy Solutions Arena. You know, if you got kids, it's a gas.
Yes.
It's a gas. So the characters all come to
life.
They
love seeing.
Kids love it.
And the parents have, of course, been watching these videos over and over and over again. And you'll just see the kids scream at seeing their own
favorites. Yeah, kids love it. So it's worth mentioning. Plus, when you get back, you know your kids are going to want to sign up for skating lessons is where I'm really going with all this.
Okay, so it all comes full circle.
It comes full circle.
Which I can't do on the ice.
No, I can't do circles. I tried one and, it just was a splat.
I could barely skate backwards. Yeah. I literally am the kind, you see me just clutching the wall when I come to skating.
I'm all stiff, but I'll get out there and try it. So you go to Disney on Ice, that's down in Salt Lake. You come back up, you sign up your kids for some skating classes, and that's how the fun ensues.
And fun will follow.
So you go have some fun, but it's an activity also. So now you've got kids and exercise and fun, and you're doing some sorts of good family things.
Definitely.
I thought it was out there. If you're an artist, I liked this one.
Art.
For the artist, and I am not an artist, but I'll take a class this spring on something. The group Art Pianos for All.
Oh, yeah, those are coming. They're going to put pianos around town.
Working pianos in public locations in Park City and Summit County. And five new pianos have been donated, so they're seeking artist submissions. So get in on that, artpianosforall.org. If you're interested in all, then you can go art, you can decorate it, you can go play it. I just think that's a great idea. So that's fun, too.
So definitely.
Give a little bit. The other art thing going on with our spring fever thing and art, I don't know how they always coincide, but in my head that they do. Summit County and the city of Colville invite metal and wood artists. It's the actual word is wood.
Okay.
So metal.
Wood artists.
And wood.
Not would-be artists.
No, just some wood out. It's there. What they want to do is put outdoor public art sculpture gallery together.
Ooh. So you can outdoor art that's designed in Colville. Do we get to go to Colville to do this?
Yep. Application deadline is Tuesday, May 5th, so you have some time. Applications and information are available at summitcounty.org. Public art.
Right there.
So there you go. It'll give you something to do. You can create a piece of art, and it will be on display.
Wow.
Maybe the metal part got to me because now I've got this thing about taking lessons for welding.
I think we will have the Jan Williams art expose.
They have art welding classes at the Kimball Art Center. You can go in for the afternoon and try it out. So it's a try welding
class. They're going to give you a welding kit just to try out?
You go to the class.
Okay, you got to learn how to use
it.
I'm like, yeah, there's no way they're going to give me a torch.
Here you go.
Hey.
Go fire up.
And we welcome back the new Park City fire caused by, of course, our own Fun Friday crew.
There'll be a fundraiser for that. So no, it's a welding class. So it's safe and it's at the Kimball Arts Center, and it's an introduction, so you can go check it out.
All right.
I'm not going to make some 18-story skyscraper like Lefty,
but
I'm
excited.
Can do something.
Lefty's done a skyscraper?
He's an iron worker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no, your dad was an iron
worker. He's an iron
worker.
He made some buildings.
I did not know
so
that.
I don't know. I got this crazy thing to go welding.
That's my Fun Friday fact that I learned.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Dad. So that'll be a whole lot of fun. Art of the Timepiece is still at Kimball Art Center.
Oh, yeah.
So
go
while
check
you're
that
down
out.
There. Have you seen
it? No, but I definitely want to go see that. All timepieces throughout time, I guess.
Time
all the way going back.
Time.
Goes way back to like the 1700s. They have some things, don't they?
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
Time is old. Speaking of time, jump ahead.
What time? Oh, yes, this is Spring Fever.
It's part of the
forward.
Spring Fever collection, the theme we've got going on.
You
today.
Lose an hour.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But at the same time,
we gain daylight.
You get a little bit more daylight.
Yeah,
once
that's the part
starts.
I'm looking for. So that's Saturday night into Sunday morning. Change your clocks.
And apparently, if you stand at the equator the first day of spring, you'll see the sun pass directly over your head. Only happens twice a year.
So I have to go to the equator
by
tomorrow?
What? We will get you to the equator on time.
So are we going to sell tickets for the Fun Friday Helicopter Equator Party?
Okay. Larry still hasn't signed off on this helicopter.
Not giving you the keys back, is he?
Nope. We have some words with Larry. It's my helicopter, and I'm sticking to it. All right.
I'm not giving you the keys.
What else we got?
Well, I wanted to throw this out there. I know Leslie talked about it this morning, but it's the Red, White, and Snow
event.
Yeah. It's a three-day event. 3 days.
So Did it start yesterday?
Yes. Registration at discovernac.org. So it's the 10th anniversary. So it's a big deal. It's a big 3 day event. To me, that is huge.
There's food, there's wine, there's fun.
Yeah. So is red, white, and snow meaning red wine, white wine, and snow?
It can mean anything you want. It is a fundraiser with a lot of
food and drinking.
There's drinking, there's food, there's private chefing going on.
That was my question.
Yep, and there's private wine tasting. I did it one time with Jean-Louis, and I did it in somebody's home, and I was the wine guy, and Jean-Louis was the chef.
Red
and I think
wine,
Jean-Louis is
white
doing
wine?
One of these. Yep. So, okay. Definitely go to the NAC, find out more about that. And we've got one more underwriter to honor, and then I've got the breathitarian that I need to talk about, and of course our stupid criminals, so stay tuned.
Elvin Bishop brings the blues, roots, rock and roll he's been known for over the last 40 years to the Egyptian Theater. After sold-out shows in 2013, he'll be back for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, March 6th to the 8th. A veteran guitarist who fused the blues with gospel, R&B, and country traditions, Bishop has collaborated with everyone from Jimi Hendrix to John Lee Hooker, the Allman Brothers to B.B. King. Tickets start at $39 and are available at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 328 Main Street. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization.
So are we.
And we are back. Okay. So this girl, the Ukrainian model that literally looks like a Barbie doll. The best part about this is, Barbie's dimensions, if she was real, are 39, 21, 33.
And she's, 39, 21, 33.
She's 6 foot tall and weighs 100 pounds.
That's
all right?
A pencil.
That's whoa. And then she would be a size 4.
So she decided
apparently
to look like Barbie and had plastic surgery and stuff,
she
right?
looks like
she
Barbie.
She does. It's a little creepy.
But it gets crazier. Because in recent weeks, she hasn't been hungry at all. She is what's called a breatharian, okay? And so she lives on air. And she basically decided that it's a final stage so that she can subsist on air and light alone, all right? She practices the New Age practice of breatharian. Apparently, some ancient yogis also followed this particular style of living. But
They don't eat.
They don't eat. It's basically the idea that they can exist solely on cosmic microfoods by just taking in big gulps of air.
Which brings us back to the bacon alarm clock. You're going to smell bacon. It's like eating bacon.
Exactly. It's a message. But so basically there was a Seattle woman that was 65. She did it for 47 days, living only on water and tea and breatharian yogi style practices.
And
but
then
after she was trying to shoot for 100 days, but she called it off after receiving what she called a message from the universe that it was time to stop.
Her mom said, eat something.
Or her stomach was growling got so loud.
Said, I can't take
she
it
decided not to do it.
Right.
Anyway, this is not a practice that any medical doctor will sign off on.
No,
and they say it's a delusion that you can escape the laws of biology. So here we go. Our idiots this week.
Yep.
Carl Lucas, who called a Florida sheriff's time 2,927 times, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, to tell them that he was not happy with the way in which the sheriff's office had dealt with him. Well, now they're really dealing with him. And he has been arrested for a misdemeanor, criminal mischief. No, and he's sentenced to probation as a plea deal because you're not allowed to misuse the 911 system. Although this happens all the time.
Do they not listen?
They do not. Okay, how about the trio that caused $700,000 in damage to the Trump Hotel because they couldn't get drinks at the bar?
There you go.
All right, they showed up for happy hour, 5 o'clock. They got cut off after one drink, and so they decided to climb down the fire escape, turn on a open valve, and gush 250 gallons of water out a minute. And this was running for 10 minutes.
So was it golden water?
It was just nasty smelling water, and they took out an elevator and did a bunch of damage to the hotel.
Wow.
And then, of course, Carlos Ruiz, who stole a sound system but was idiot enough because he had not stolen the remote. He went back, 30 minutes later to grab the remote, and what he ended up grabbing was a police arrest. So he was the idiot that decided.
He's the prize winner.
He's the prize winner this week. So,
he gets away stealing the sound system.
Got the whole sound system, got a bunch of other things from this break and entry, and then decided, oh my God, I didn't get the remote. I've got to go back.
You know who's going to post bail for him is Best Buy.
$100,000 bail. So it did not work out well for this individual.
Does not come with batteries.
And again, we do not. These are stupid criminals. If anybody thinks that the life of crime is smart, it is not. And we prove it week after week. So we want to thank our sponsors, Zermatt Resort and Spa, Homestead Resort, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, Summit County Business Directory, San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate here on kpcw.org.
Fabulous. Thanks. See you next week.
Bye.
Don't forget to change the clocks.
Hey.
This is KPCW Park City.
Spring forward.
And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longrimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
Something you all know, fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she fell.